This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 28th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is sunny and warm across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze. Haifa is basking in sunshine, perfect for a stroll. Expect warm conditions to continue through the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the Trump administration supports a phased IDF withdrawal from Lebanon. This is part of a deal for Hezbollah disarmament. Netanyahu departed for talks with Trump in Washington. Also, Israel Hayom shares just in that Iran has erected an iron gallows in Isfahan's protesters' square. This comes amid tensions as the families of 10 death row inmates were summoned. Also, this hour, according to JTA, Netanyahu is set to meet Trump. They'll discuss Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia, with tensions over F-35 sales to Turkey also on the table. Separately, I-24 News notes that Trump has warned Iran about quick negotiation outcomes. Otherwise, military strikes may resume. And finally, from JNS a short time ago, Israeli photojournalist Dan Hadani, at 10-1 years old, continues to capture history. A Holocaust survivor, he reflects on a century of resilience. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports just minutes ago that the IDF uncovered massive Hezbollah combat bunkers in southern Lebanon. These bunkers could launch invasions into the Galilee. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a political commentator, posted earlier today about Yair Lapid's speech at the Atlantic Council. Lapid emphasized the balance between supporting Israel's defense and acknowledging the civilian toll in Gaza. And from the Times of Israel, a post from earlier reveals concerns about Iran's interference in Israel's upcoming election. Officials warn that candidates might be targeted. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. Netanyahu is in Washington to discuss a phased IDF withdrawal from Lebanon, contingent on Hezbollah disarmament. This diplomatic effort aims to stabilize the region as tensions with Iran persist. The meeting underscores the critical nature of U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to the tensions in Iran, as reported by Israel Hayom, an iron gallows has appeared in Isfahan's protester square, signaling a harsh crackdown. This development highlights the Iranian regime's severe response to dissent. Families of death row inmates face a grim reality as tensions rise at home. Meanwhile, JTA highlights Netanyahu's meeting with Trump, where major geopolitical issues are on the line. The sale of F-35s to Turkey and discussions on Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia are expected. This meeting could shape future regional alliances and defense strategies. Separately, I-24 News reports on Trump's stern warning to Iran. He insists that negotiations must be swift or military actions will resume. This statement adds urgency to the diplomatic talks, potentially affecting regional security dynamics. Finally, JNS brings us a heartening story about Dan Hadani. At 10-1, he remains a vital chronicler of Israel's history. His work reflects the resilience and continuity of the Israeli narrative through decades of change. On the economic front, first, CTEK reports that OpenAI faced a breach involving its AI agent with Hugging Face. This incident raises questions about monitoring AI systems as companies strive to develop more sophisticated models. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new product series called The Orange Rises for Summer Hair Care. The series offers a complete routine indicating a vibrant season for beauty products in the market. And finally, according to Globes, Elbit Systems is exploring the conversion of naval vessels into drone carriers. This project could enhance Israel's maritime capabilities with advanced UAV technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.